Don't overthink, just create. Use the time that you have, the valuable time that you have, to think and plan, to use your perspectives, your environment, your interactions with the people around you to come up with ideas on what to create about. Now, when it's time to create, don't overthink it. Don't think about the lighting, the gear, if it's light outside or if it's dark outside. Just pull up the camera, look down the barrel of it, or flip it around, whatever you're looking at, and capture. I guarantee if you do that every single day, you're going to come up with something good each day, as long as you're willing to work at it and get better and better. Hey guys, Frisk here. Welcome back to the Creator's Toolkit. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I'm sure a lot of you guys have experienced time and time and again. I know I have. I feel like this happens to me almost at least once every week. And it's about not overthinking. It's about trying not to overanalyze what you're doing or how you're planning to create content and just to do it. You don't want to worry about the lighting, the camera, the gear, the shots. You just want to be able to pull out a camera and create. Because ultimately, by doing that over and over, time and time and again, you're going to put yourself in a better position to get videos out there, to practice getting better, to find your niche and find your voice and find your audience, which is going to help you get to exactly where you want to get. You know, it's about the long game. It's not so much the short game. A lot of people think that, you know, if they start creating and posting to Instagram or, you know, Snapchat or YouTube or Facebook and et cetera, they think it's just going to happen overnight, but it's not. It's never like that. You know, it's years in the making. And so if you sit down and you think to yourself, you know, if I post once a week or whenever I can every now and then, you know, that's okay, but it's going to take longer for you to get discovered and to grow. And so the fastest way to hack growth early on is to create as much as you humanly possibly can. And the reason for that is the more that you create, the better you get. You get some data to look at to see what's work and what isn't. And then it allows you to move on and to continue to create, which puts you in a position to create a viral video attempt. And you make that viral video, and it starts to go viral, it will have been a buildup of all the times you've, you know, created and learned, and will be what gets you to the next possible ladder that you want to climb, you know, in your content creation career. So for me, you know, I want to talk about overthinking, specific to me, because it has happened to me quite a lot. Like I said before, in the last week, I have been overthinking a lot. You know, as you know, I haven't had a daily podcast go up, and I haven't had daily YouTube videos go up either. And the reason for that is because I've just sat down, you know, in my car or at my computer and not known what to do. Now, I have a list of 400 different video topics that I want to talk about. And every time I look at that list, I find one. I'm like, oh, okay, I could talk about this one. And I sit down and I just kind of look at the camera and I'm planning, okay, this shot, I'm going to talk about this, and maybe I need to write a script. And I'm doing all these things that's going to prevent me from actually just making the video, because I'm worrying a ton about perfection. I'm worrying a ton about the quality being so high that there's no mistakes. But ultimately, that's what it's not about. Like, YouTube and social and creating content, there's a rawness to it. There's an amateurism to it that provides a lot of value. It's what people are, you know, come to tune in for. They want to turn into people and personalities. If they wanted to turn, you know, tune into broadcasts, you know, they watch TV or they listen to the radio, which does happen from time to time again. But this new era of creation on social is all about, you know, the personal community building aspects of it. There's, you know, YouTube's a meritocracy in the sense that I get to create something from my brain through my mouth to you guys that then exists in the world for you to consume. There's no middle ground. There's no people to approve or disapprove or any of that. But ultimately, you guys decide what's good or not. Not somebody else. Not someone that isn't me. It's not even me. I have to look to see what you guys like and dislike. Now, I want to go into detail to how I, you know, what I do, tips that I do to overcome overthinking It's going to be four main tips, and we're going to jump into those here. But before we do, Tim Kugler, Cougs 46, called in after last week's episode to talk about something that does lead right into overthinking. I want you guys to take a listen.
Hey, Frisk, I was listening to your most recent episode of the Creator's Toolkit where you were talking about the Someone in the Crowd song from La La Land. And there's actually another sequence in that movie that really spoke to me. It's near the ending of the movie after Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling have broken up to both pursue their passions. Emma Stone has become a famous actress. Ryan Gosling is playing jazz in a jazz club that he loves. And Emma Stone actually walks into that club with a new boyfriend, and Ryan Gosling is playing the music. So she literally becomes someone in the crowd for Ryan Gosling. Now, the reason that this speaks to me so much is that their relationship was so great. They loved each other very much, but their passion for their craft burned so strong that it ultimately led to the demise of their relationship. And the message there, I think, is that if you're a creator and you truly do love what you do, then sacrifices will have to be made, and you know it's not always going to be easy, but at the end of the day, if you love what you do, you have to be willing to live with some of that.
So thanks so much to Cougs for calling in about the Someone in the Crowd episode. And he talked about one specific thing that's a nice segue into the overthink, overcoming the overthink, and he talked about sacrifice. Now, sacrifice is the name of the game in the sense that you're going to have to, as a creator, make some sacrifices if you want to overcome, if you want to get to where you want to get. It's going to be time. It's going to be sleep. It could be loved ones. It could be a lot of different things. But ultimately, you're going to find time in your day where you're going to have to, you know, force yourself to think and create and just kind of overcome it and just do it. So for me right now, I'm sitting in my car as I'm recording this, because it's late at night and I don't want to wake up, you know, my wife and daughter who are in the house, but I want to be able to talk and create this podcast. So that's a little bit of my sacrifice, but let's talk about overcoming the overthink and how sacrifice plays a role in that. So the first tip that I'm going to give you to overcome the overthink is to just do. I know it seems really simple to just do, but I want to challenge you guys to do this. Next time you're trying to think of, you know, what should I create about or what should I do, just don't even think about anything at all. Just turn the camera on yourself. Just sit down at your desk and turn on the camera or pull out your camera while you're walking around and just talk into it. Just say whatever comes to your mind. It doesn't even matter if it's something you'll use or not. But what I've found is this happened to me a lot of times. When I've just gone ahead and just done it, just pull out the camera and just recorded, I've had some pretty interesting content arise from that because I'm just riffing off the top of my head. Because naturally, when you create, you want to create things from your perspective, your thoughts. I mean, that's the definition of, you know, a vlog, really. Blogs were about, you know, blogging your perspectives, what's going on in your mind as an individual, as a human. And when it got to, you know, vlogs, you saw people just pull up cameras and talk right into it. No edits, no music, none of that. And that was, you know, a viable way to create content. It wasn't until others came onto the scene that they, you know, made it more cinematic. You know, guys like Casey Neistat, you know, Peter McKinnon, Christian Mate Greb, and others, a lot of others. But there still is grounds to just record and share your experiences, talk about your perspectives on things, and put them out, you know, into the ether. Now you can always, as you record it, you can do some edits afterwards to take the stuff that you really like, you know, out of that recording. And you can even take other B-roll shots over the top of it and place it. So, you know, those B-roll shots actually leads me to step number two or tip number two, which is to gain inspiration from outside. So sitting at your desk and scouring the internet, it's really difficult to come up with ideas. Sometimes you can intentionally look for titles and other videos that other people have done and write those down. But from what I've found is that doing mundane, you know, type of activities outside is really, really helpful. So one thing that I do to come up with a lot of ideas is I go running or I, you know, hop on my penny board and I just ride around. And I you know, every single time I do that, my mind's just wandering and thinking, and I come up with so many ideas, whether they are grand, heroic, you know, grandiose, or just small little quick update videos, even down to tweets and Instagram posts. But ultimately, you know, it's really cool to me. It's a real tactic that I find, you know, a lot of use for. So moving on to the third tip to overcome the think, is just look what's talked about in the world right now. You know, jump, pop open Twitter, pop open YouTube, and just look, what is a trending topic in the real world that's happening right now? You know, we talked about this a little bit on one of the previous podcasts, specifically about Stranger Things. And that could be the inspiration to think of an idea on what to talk about. But every single day, there's a trending topic, whether it be orchestrated by a brand, or it's just something funny that happened in the world, or political or not. But ultimately, you're going to be able to use those for inspiration or guidance on maybe what to talk about. And so one thing that I'll do is every morning I'll look and see what's being talked about most, you know, on social, most notably YouTube and Twitter. And then, you know, I might just pull up the camera or pull up the, you know, microphone in this sense and just talk about it. And 9 out of 10 times, you know, I don't really have an informed thought or a clear thought on what I want to talk about. But, you know, a lot of times I'll end up with something that leads me to a great video idea, or maybe gives me a 30, 60 second excerpt that I can use, you know, on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. I've even have gone to lengths to take those excerpts and put them on YouTube as 1 minute, 2 minute clips, and just put B-roll shots over the top and just let my VO carry. So that to me is one of the, you know, one of the best tips, you know, in here is just look to what's happening in the world and find ways to talk about it, you know, in ways that appeal to you, share your experiences and whatnot. So moving on to the fourth and final tip, it's more of a two-part tip, but I'll try and combine it here. It's use your friends and family to help give you ideas, you know, by asking them questions. And then also use the environment around you and the location that you're in to come up with ideas. And so think about it as use the characters around you to help come up with ideas. So what I'll do quite a lot is I'll jump onto Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or even text my friends, ask my wife, ask, you know, my mom, dad, and others and say, you know, what do you want to hear about from me? You know, what would you like to know? Because I'm obviously biased and I know, you know, this information and I live in it and I'm inundated in it and every single day. But what do you think that I know that you don't know that you'd like to hear me talk about? And, you know, I have a group chat with a lot of different creators and we talk about this stuff all the day. We give each other ideas and thoughts. And, you know, some of my best ideas have come straight from that chat, not even from my head. The topics that I've talked about have come directly from that, and they've been extremely beneficial. So find a circle of friends or family members that you can always ask and be in contact with to ask them, you know, what should I create about? What do you want to hear about from me? What interests you? What are you talking about, you know, at work or at school? And then, like I said before, just pull up the camera and just talk. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. And you can just dedicate 10 minutes. I mean, spending 10 minutes to just talk might be the difference between you having a video today and not. So to wrap things up, please, please, please just do. Don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze. Just pull out the camera. Record what you see. Record what you think, you know, what you're thinking and what you're feeling, because you never know what's going to come out on the other end. And I guarantee if you do that over and over and over again, it might seem hard at first, but you'll get so conditioned and you get so good because of all the practice that you've put in that that'll become the main way in which you create. I mean, I can say that that's happened for me. I used to have to sit down and write scripts for every single video or podcast that I would do. Because I was afraid I was going to miss topics or, you know, I didn't know what to talk about. But by doing it over and over and over, I've honed my skill and being able to interpolate what's in my brain out, you know, in a very structured or at least informational way, you know, in a podcast or in a video. So please, you can do it too. It's a race to the 10,000 hours. It's a race to practice for 10,000 hours on creating in this manner. And when, you know, and after you've done so, this will be the best, most efficient way that you can create on a daily basis, which will lead you, and I guarantee, if you're willing to put in 3 years of this, you will be exactly where you wish to be as you sit here in your chair or stand listening to this right now. So thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Creator's Toolkit. If you have a specific question you want to ask, or if you have something that you want to say about what you've heard so far, please call in on Anchor. That's the app, Anchor, ANCHOR.FM. You can find it in the App Store, Google, you know, Google Play on Android, and, you know, iTunes. You can also go to the Anchor.FM website. But ultimately, I think you have to use the app to call in. But if you do, you know, I'll put you into the podcast. I'll address whatever question or feedback that you have into the next episode. So until then, keep creating. We'll see ya.